The nomination of a new Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, has emboldened senators to take another pass at passing the Military Justice Improvement Bill, which would strip military commanders of the authority to decide whether to prosecute a sexual assault case. As the law stands today, if a member of the military is sexually assaulted, they have to report it up the chain of command, and commanders can veto sanctions and punishments in some cases. Earlier this year, the bill fell 5 votes short of passage, but after a Pentagon report released this week that military sex assaults are up 8% from last year, there's a renewed push to pass the bill. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is leading the push for this overhaul. Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
Now, you've spent a lot of time talking with Senator Gillibrand. Who's joining her on this? Does she have bipartisan support?
She has lots of allies like she had last year, but she never had enough votes to get her reforms passed. That doesn't mean Congress didn't do anything, John. There was a big package of reforms that were passed last year, just not Senator Gillibrand's reforms. As you mentioned, reports of sexual assaults are still within the chain of command, but retaliation is now a crime. It took authority away from commanders to overturn a verdict by a judge. There were some other reforms, too. And one of the things that this report showed, we have to say, there were some signs of major progress. Reports of sexual assaults were up. The Pentagon said that's a good thing. That means more victims are reporting. But also, there was a report that 1 in 4 victims chose to report their claims this year. 2 years ago, that number was only 1 in 10. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said a lot more victims are reporting. That's good. Claire McCaskill, who was the sponsor of the package of reforms that did pass, spoke to reporters yesterday, John. She said one of the big takeaways of this report for her is that many, many more victims said they liked the treatment they got from their commanders. They liked the treatment they got from sexual assault counselors and advocates, given the tragedy and the difficulty they had been through. Listen to McCaskill.
High levels of satisfaction with command climate, high levels of satisfaction with their special victims councils and their victim advocates. And I think 73% of them saying they would recommend that others report is a very important number. If you are undergoing retaliation that is debilitating, the last thing in the world you're going to do is recommend somebody else come forward.
Now, is she taking credit for progress or saying we need to push forward with Gillibrand's proposals?
She is taking credit for progress. She's saying there's more work to do. She is not saying push forward with Gillibrand's proposals. The two of them are divided on this, and the Senate is divided on this. But the last thing that McCaskill mentioned, she mentioned retaliation. This is the biggest deal for Senator Kirsten Gillibrand here. The report said that 62% of victims, mostly women in the military, who reported sexual assault also reported retaliation, mostly from their peers, but that they were retaliated against when they reported it. Listen to Gillibrand. Here.
In the report that was just issued today, 62% of people who have experienced sexual assault and rape were retaliated against because they reported that they were raped. That is unacceptable. That is not a measure of justice. That is a justice system none of us would ever accept for our sons or daughters. And we should not be making our military families accept such poor access to justice.
So what is her solution?
John, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is trying to revisit her reforms. Now, the key part of her reform, which a lot of the military did not want, which Claire McCaskill did not want, and many Republicans do not want, although not all, is to take reporting of sexual assaults out of the chain of command entirely. And she says that the reports on retaliation show the military has not made progress on the issue of retribution, either from peers or from commanders, when you report a sexual assault crime in the military. She says, take it out of the command structure entirely, report it outside of the chain of command so that a victim isn't going to a buddy or a friend or a colleague of the alleged perpetrator when they report a crime. You wouldn't do that anywhere else in society, but in the military. That's Gillibrand's argument. The question is, will she get it? The defense authorization bill is back up on the floor next week. Gillibrand is pushing for a vote. She probably won't get it because leaders don't want to open that vote up to amendments because it's the end of the year. They say there's just no time to open this bill up. We got to ram it on through. But to Gillibrand, this is a major failure. She said that the Pentagon made promises, the president made promises. I sat down in Senator Gillibrand's office with her yesterday to talk a little bit about this. Listen to what she said.
The military said, give us a year, give us a year. We'll show you we take this seriously. Well, the one measure about whether commanders take this seriously is whether they're allowing victims to be retaliated against for reporting. And for that number to not budge, for that number to be exactly where it was last year, shows complete failure.
And she says it shows that as long as it's in the chain of command, retaliation is natural, is almost permitted.
That's exactly right. Now, supporters of the reforms that were in place, like Claire McCaskill, say, yes, retaliation is a problem. We have to make progress on that. However, the vast majority of those retaliations were by peers, meaning colleagues who gave you a hard time for reporting, and not by commanders. Now, that doesn't make it right that peers retaliate. McCaskill and supporters of the current reforms say we got to crack down on that. However, because it's peer retaliation, it's not the kind of career-wrecking retaliation that comes from above if you report a sexual assault, although they do say progress still needs to be made. Now, I said that Gillibrand is probably not likely to get her vote next week. She says she wants a separate vote then on military sexual assaults, a new vote, just like when the Senate reformed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I spoke to Senate leaders, to their staffs. They say that's not likely to happen before the end of the new year. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, however, says, John, she's going to use the nomination of Ashton Carter that you mentioned at the top as defense secretary early next year to make this a platform. She could hold up that nomination. She said she's not sure, but she's definitely going to use it as a platform to shine a new spotlight on the issue.
We shall see. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.